All right, so Joe, explain to me this.
All right.
That Elon Musk has apparently gotten rid of all the journalists who just talk bad about Elon Musk. Yet the only thing I ever see on Twitter is people talking bad about Elon Musk. So both things can't possibly be true at the same time.
No, it is. Following Twitter the last few days, Brian, has been, I find it very enjoyable.
You do?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you like The Bachelor.
Yeah, well, I just
it's the same thing.
I like to see people calling out their own hypocrisy without doing it. And like you said, there are people complaining that these six journalists, and I'm using the term journalist very loosely here, six journalists have been suspended for, I believe the accusation is they shared Elon's location, his family's location, and they've been suspended. But all the people complaining, to the point where it's trending on Elon Musk's Twitter, and only six people have been blocked, the hypocrisy is hilarious. And by the way, for years before this, these are people who were cheering Twitter suspension. So I like to call a little taste of your own medicine.
It is just amazing. Like, for there's been the story. And by the way, I don't think it's good to what he's doing right now. I don't think that he should be taking people off of Twitter for whatever.
As Ben Shapiro said, I personally, I'm a fan of free speech, but I do see the humor.
Was it him who said that? Him and him alone?
The example I'm about to give. I'm sorry. The example I'm about to give. I should have said it this way.
The first ever.
I should have said it this way. I'm a fan of free speech, but like Ben Shapiro said, it's hard to feel bad for people who were cheering the exact same thing just a few years ago.
Yeah, it is kind of crazy how you have all this happening. Like a week after, there's this big story about how Twitter executives for the longest time were getting rid of, and no one said anything. And for like three straight days, I'm reading about how Elon Musk is booed on stage at a Chappelle show.
But no one's talking about it.
But nothing about like all the information. And now like six people are gone and it's... I saw three different segments on TV this morning. It was wild.
It's funny what gets attention and what doesn't.
I don't know. I'll never... I will say this. Listen.
I'm listening.
I really hope it just goes away.
Since you've said that.
I am rooting for all these people. I think it is, the doomsday... People go overboard about absolutely everything. Like, oh, how much longer can this last? The whole, it's going to fail. Twitter's going to be down. I don't really believe any of this. I hope it is shut down. And then guess what? Everyone's replacing it. Like, oh, you can follow me here. Guess where you can follow me? Right here. From 5 until 10 on
5 hours of Brian every day.
We're done.
I'll tell you this. I mean, I like Twitter for sports more than anything. I think it's a great medium for sports, but... As much as I do like to see the hypocrisy in play, Brian, ever since you said that, I do think every day, like, it would be so much easier to just not have this, for this to just be gone. Because, and this tells you how brilliant Twitter was, and you know, all credit to Jack Dorsey. That was his name, right? Every replacement for Twitter has failed. Let's be honest. Every replacement for Twitter has kind of failed.
I mean, I would have to go back to watching an ad before all the Sabres highlights, but... You know, small price to pay for.
We love advertisers.
I wouldn't be wasting on Twitter. Anyways,
Joe, did you turn the heat off? By the way,
no. It's jarring because it doesn't make a sound. It is cooler in here.
Yeah.
Apologies to anyone listening. I was told there's three levels to the new radiator style heater that we have in here, which I've been asking for. Because it is a superior heater. I don't 100%. Maybe we have to close the door for it to work better.
Okay. And the window.
But you don't hear it. It's been jarring all morning. Like, it seems eerily quiet in here. Because the old heater was like, it was blowing with the fan. Yeah, don't touch the heater. It's on full blast and has been for 4 hours, Joe. Joe just wheeled his chair over there, put his hand on top of the radiator.
It's on.
That's been on. As I was just about to say, I was told to keep it at like level 2, not 3, and keep the radiator dial at about 12 o'clock. Yeah, that lasted 30 minutes. It's been on full blast crank as high as it can go for the entire time now. And it's not really. I need both of them at the same time, which is the idea of having both of them in there. The only problem is, Joe, this is the only room I've been in my entire life that doesn't have an electrical outlet.
Yeah.
It's funny
you mentioned that.
There are no electrical outlets, so I can't have both of them running at the same time.
There's plugs with outlets on the end of them, but no outlets.
Yeah, this is on, I don't know where this is plugged into. There's no outlets in this room. Isn't that like wild? Have you ever been in a room like that?
No. No, nothing in the wall. There's nothing in the wall in this room.
Like that's it's an anomaly. It's kind of crazy. You know what else is an anomaly?
What's that?
Long Johns.
Yes. Yes.
I feel like, and I could be totally wrong on this, and I hope I am. 803-0930 if you want to join us.
Where can you find Long Johns?
803-0930. But Long Johns, you know what I'm talking, like the waffle knit, cotton, Hanes, Fruit of the Loom, Long Johns.
The minute you put them on, you start sweating. If you're inside. That's how, the warm Long Johns is what you're trying to.
I like them, but they're not like fleece or anything.
Okay.
But they're Long Johns. Like, yeah. Like you've always known. I feel like they don't make anymore. We're talking about like going to the game tomorrow. I'm getting in my head what I need to prep. I want to have things ready by like tonight.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That I'm not doing the normal game day scramble and forgetting five things. So that's my goal for today. And I'm thinking like, okay, so I've got these, they're like tights basically. I look like a pro wrestler.
Yes.
And that's all you see now. Instead of Long Johns, they've all been replaced with that like Under Armour, what do you even call that material? That like wicking, moisture wicking.
I just call it the Under Armour material.
Yeah.
I mean, they really
kind of. That's
what
it is.
Yeah. It's funny you say that because I search Long Johns on Google.
You can find them.
But guess what comes up when you first search Long Johns?
Oh, it's that
stuff. What you're talking about. Not what you want to see. When you search Long Johns, the first four things that come up to purchase are the Under Armour material Brian's talking about.
But it's, when I go out to a store, that's all I see is that like moisture wicking or you see like a fleece. They call it the base layer. Everything has to have a cool name.
Yeah.
You can't be caught in 2022 wearing Long Johns anymore, right? That's too, oh, what a nerd. You know, he's wearing Long Johns. Every base layer, like you're going out to war or something like that.
If there's any place that you could pull that off, it's at a Bills game where
right.
Everyone's wearing stuff from the 90s.
I like Long Johns.
Okay.
They're more comfortable.
They are more comfortable. I've always liked
cotton as opposed to that, like, running shirt, workout shirt material.
Tight to you.
Yeah, even if it's not tight, it's just I'm not very comfortable in it. It doesn't really keep me warm, I think. I like the cotton, even though I know that people say, well, you sweat in the cotton and then it gets wet and then you end up colder because of that.
That's right.
I think that's the reasoning behind it.
Yeah.
But
it shrinks. That's what the Yankees learned when George proposed those jerseys.
It does. You get a size over. But I used to have Long Johns. I don't know. I think they went away with my old car, but right. But I feel like I don't see them. Maybe I'm wrong. Now people are chiming in. You can get them. You just got to look for them. They're usually in stock, but most of the stuff is that type of moisture wicking material.
I feel like a Cabela's would have what you're talking about.
Actually, there's somebody else. Real cotton Long Johns are actually hard to find. I know I can find it if I look online. I want to go into a
that
store
seems like
and
something
feel
like
the material.
Someone like that goes hunting would like, right? That sounds like under. Like that sounds like a Cabela's thing. Like
I see. Now that's what I want to know. What do you prefer? And you can 803-0930. Do you like the real cotton Long Johns? I like cotton. I have the Robin Hood tights. I have two pairs of the tights because the Long Johns have been hard to come by. I have a thick one that I'll probably end up wearing tomorrow to the game. And how do you dress? How do you layer up for the weather if you're going to the Bills game? Because, and by going to the Bills game, you are going there, you're tailgating, you're going to be out there in the elements all game
That's
long.
Right.
You're not leaving until the game ends. What do you wear? And what do you tell if your kids are going? What do you tell them? Hey, from my experience, what do you tell them to do? Because I've heard a whole bunch of different things.
So I think I'm going one layer less on top and on bottom than I did for the New England game. I think that's fair for Saturday. But I will start with the, as you call it, I like that, the Robin Hood tights. I'm going to start with that. That's my base layer.
Okay.
Then I'm going to go with my warm pajama bottoms. And then I'll have my snow pants on over them. And that will be fine as the bottom layer. And then on top, I will start, top and bottom, I'm starting with a tight Under Armour type thing, hugging my body, shirt-wise. And then a thermal shirt, another long shirt, a hoodie, and my jersey.
No coat?
No, you know me. I don't wear a coat to the games.
See, now this to me, so I'll go through mine. I will start, Joe, I start underwear. Always. Every day. Whether I'm going to the Bills game or not.
No.
I put the underwear on.
No, the Under Armour things are my underwear on Saturday.
Oh.
It's made of the same material as my tight underwear that I would have to wear with them.
Are you supposed to wear it like that? I always wear underwear.
I don't when I'm running, but I do if it's a base layer and I have two other things on top of it. Yes. I don't need a fourth layer in underwear. Maybe I'm doing it wrong. Someone tell me. But go on.
I personally, Brian speaking now, this is where I want to make sure our people know who's talking when. I wear underwear. And so I'll start there. I'll do socks. I'll put the tights on.
I forgot
because
socks,
I can't find my long johns. I'll put socks over the tights. So I'm double socked. One is under, and then you got like around your ankle and stuff because those tight things they go pretty long. I'll put a sock under it. I have a pair of, they're like a mix between, they're like cotton fleecy, and then the outside, from the outside, you'd think that they're the Under Armour material. The inside, it's like a nice fleece, whatever, sweatpants that are like the warmest thing ever. Boom, put those on. I have like a tight base layer, you know, because I'm tough.
Yeah.
Thing like that I'll put on as my base layer. And I'll throw a t-shirt over it. I have an Under Armour hoodie, Joe, that is probably, I don't think they make them the same anymore. I wish I had bought more of these 15 years ago when I got it for me. My then girlfriend, now wife, got me this Under Armour hoodie. I tell her it's probably, between the two of us, maybe the best gift either of us has ever given to each other. Because I'm still using
15 years later?
I use it every time I play hockey outside. Every time if I'm going out snow blowing, there's a good chance I'm wearing. Bills games after November, 100% wearing it. Wear it all the time. It is my go-to. Hockey inside. There's a chance I might be wearing it.
All right.
I wear it all the time. It is still like pristine, like the day I got it. I wear that.
Do you wash it?
Well, yeah.
How's it stay in such good condition?
They made such a good hoodie.
Yeah, and they realized no one was buying hoodies, so they said,
I really think that's it. There's no reason to replace this hoodie. It is great. It's still just as warm and solid. No tears, no anything.
Wow.
From the day I bought it. Now I see people advertise online. There's this thing, the 10-year hoodie. And I go, I've had like all my clothes for 10. 10 years shouldn't be a thing. But I do think they make things worse right now so that you'll buy more.
Oh,
I'm not buying another Under Armour hoodie. Joe, I have underwear in my drawer. I actually wear it. I have underwear in my drawer.
I'm wearing underwear right now.
I have underwear in my drawer that is over 15 years old. Going on 20 years old.
That's crazy.
I mean, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean,
there's no reason for me to throw it out. I have underwear that is under a year old and already it starts to rip. Same brand, supposedly the same type. And it's already worse off.
The oldest pair of underwear, and maybe it's because I don't wear underwear as much. No. The oldest pair of underwear I have is maybe a year and a half old. But I have boxers that I wear on most occasions and underwear that I wear to the gym.
But I have to now. So I have my oldies, and then everything else is less than a year old.
And the oldies are still in good condition. You're not stretching these like where most people would throw them out.
No.
Okay.
No. I will throw out the underwear. But everything else, so it's like that, and then anything I've bought in the last 10 years has had to be replaced within a year.
Yeah, I feel that way with socks. I'm going through socks more now than ever before.
Yeah, you got to get good socks. I've always said if I won the lottery, number one thing I would do is, I'm sorry, this is going to sound wasteful to me. I know reuse is a big thing right now. I would wear a brand new, out-of-the-box pair of socks every single day. Oh,
nothing beats it. Nothing
beats it. It's the best. Underwear, too. Yeah. I would just, as soon as I took it off, right in the donation pile.
There it is.
I don't think anyone wants. I was going to say garbage. It probably would be garbage. But as soon I would, and then a new one, that is me living in luxury. That's my idea of luxury.
Now, let me tell you my dilemma. So tomorrow, we have the game that we've gone over what we're wearing. Throw in warm hands for me. I don't know if I'll actually use them, but there will be
the
warm
hot hands pass.
Hot hands, that's what it is. I'll have some in my pockets just in case. But I have to set out two warm outfits because I'm running at 11. So since I'm wearing the leggings and the snow pants, well, I wouldn't run the snow pants, but the leggings to the Bills game, I'm going to run in Zubas tomorrow morning. So I think at least I'll wear them at some point tomorrow.
I'll throw another hoodie on top of my Under Armour hoodie. And then I'll...
And then a jacket?
Oh, yeah. Well, the jacket is the most important. The outer layer has to be waterproof. That is like the number one rule. And no matter how much, you know, my Under Armour hoodie does good in the snow and the rain, but not if you're out there for hours. It will get wet and it will get...
Seems a little warm. Two hoodies?
I like to be warm.
And then, but that just seems a little like two hoodies and then the winter coat.
Yeah. Well, it's not like the thickest. It's not like the coat I wore in here.
Okay.
But it is a coat, an outer layer, a little bit of padding. I wouldn't, you know, do winter, but it keeps the wet out. And that's how you prepare. Winter hat on, the coat as a hood, and then I'm ready to go. Big, thick gloves, Gore-Tex.
Yeah.
And then I'm ready to go. Boots that are just Baffin boots, Joe.
Yeah, you have great boots.
The boots you could wear in Antarctica. And I'm ready to go. Because I want to stay warm. I am not a body paint in the snow type of person.
No.
I want to stay warm. So I go. Do I over-prepare? Maybe. But I'm going there. I'm making sure I've got it all down.
Now, I always have an extra layer in the car, just in case I start tailgating and go, Joe, you underprepared. Go put this on. I always have that extra layer that I carry with me to the game.
I hear people say all the time, now, you get good boots, you don't have to worry about this, but I've read about people putting cardboard or newspaper down on the ground for them to stand on to insulate from the cold concrete up in the upper deck.
Mm, I've never done that.
I've never done that either. The fanny, the seat cushions... You're not allowed to bring those in anymore, right? That's like a 10-year-old rule.
Someone next to me on Sunday had a
They brought it in?
Yeah, it was the first I had seen in the longest
time. Was it clear?
No.
They had outlawed those for a while.
I think you're right, but I hadn't thought of that because I hadn't seen one in forever. This guy had one. He lent it to my pregnant wife, who was so she could sit for a few minutes during the game Sunday.
That's
very nice. That's the only reason I know someone had a seat cushion.
So, all right, Bill's Elvis chiming in, saying the full-length foot warmers are key. He wears two in each foot for the colder games, and that way he can wear sneakers.
That's because Elvis has to have the same outer layer. He can't change what he wears to the game. So everything
he wears...
You ever
see Elvis in a coat? Real or Bill's?
Yeah, I mean, everything Elvis does has to be under what he always wears.
So it's challenging.
It's got to be very challenging.
I'm not the type... I know a lot of people, too. They like to have their jersey on, like, out in the front.
That's me.
I'm not... I'd rather be warm
than
look any certain way.
I'm going to be both. Both. I will be warm tomorrow, as I am every game, and I'll have my jersey on the outside.
If I dressed like you, I wouldn't be warm, personally speaking.
Just put an extra... Instead of the jacket, put a... So I have a very thin... hoodie that starts and a very thin hoodie that ends, and then the heavy hoodie in the middle. It works. I didn't wear a jacket to the Patriots game last year, and I swear, now I had a lot of layers on, but I swear I was probably just as warm as someone who had a coat on.
The windy one?
No, the playoff game.
Oh, okay. You didn't wear a jacket. It was 0 degrees.
I had about 8 layers, though.
Okay. Well, I mean, if it keeps you warm, it keeps you warm. And there wasn't any rain or anything to worry about.
No.
That's a big thing.
That's why, yeah.
If there wasn't, honestly, if there wasn't snow or rain or anything to worry about, I don't think I would necessarily need the jacket. But if there is any sort of that stuff blown around, jacket goes on immediately.
We learned that last week.
Yeah.
The being wet and then the cold, oof.
It's a tough look. Well, we're just looking to stay warm.
Yeah.
All day. I think I joked yesterday about bringing the propane heater in here. I probably will bring it to the tailgate.
That's awesome. Just make sure Sunday. You properly cool it down, because we don't want a Miami situation in the parking lot.
No, I'm way ahead of that. We're not amateur hour here like in Miami. All right, we'll be back here. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.
Welcome back, B-Maz and Beamer, here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Happy Friday. What a football day tomorrow's going to be, Brian. Obviously, here in Buffalo, the Saturday night game, getting out to the stadium early and going to tailgate. But you have 9 football games on your television tomorrow. 6 college bowl games, 3 NFL games.
You might.
If I wasn't tailgating, I would be on my couch all day just watching football. So a fun sports day tomorrow to kick off your holiday week.
I'm hoping to be home in time where I can wake up Sunday and just be able to roll out of bed, watch the World Cup final. That's my...
10 o'clock?
Yeah.
That's right.
But I mean, by the time you get home Sunday, it might be tough.
And you forget how just being in the cold for that long, how much that takes out of you the next day.
Yeah, it's going to be a long sleep on Saturday night after another primetime Bills game. It's crunch time now, because you're only like a week away from Christmas.
Oh.
And when I say a week away from Christmas, I don't mean the actual day, but like starting today and then tomorrow, like you're a week away from seeing people for Christmas probably. A lot of families do Christmas Eve stuff. You do things a couple days before. It's not just on the day where you might be exchanging gifts with people. So you have less than a week to go to get these gifts. This shopping center is going to be nuts in the snow tomorrow. So maybe today is a better day to get out there before the flakes start flying. But there's some people. I'm wondering what like your best gift ideas are. 803-0930. And there's a few different categories. Like, is there something surprising that you found you gave as a gift and it ended up being a good gift? Is there a great white elephant gift that you've given out that, you know, everyone wanted and everyone was stealing, if you do that kind of thing in your household? Because it's crunch time, Joe, and there are still a few things that I have no idea what to get.
Yeah, I'm a very last-minute shopper. Last year, I bought 5 gifts on Christmas Eve after leaving here. And I believe I was doing the 2 to 6. So 6 o'clock at night, I was in the plaza you referenced before stores close, which stores do close early on Christmas Eve, by the way. So I'm a very last minute shopper. And I think of myself as an awful gift giver. Like I never have any confidence in my gift. But I also I love getting gift cards, but I hate giving gift cards because I don't want to let people down. So my confidence when I go out to get a gift is very low that the person is actually going to like the gift I'm buying.
I think we're losing our status, my wife and I, as being like good gift givers. I think we used to have that, but not so much anymore. Like we used to have this stuff done months before. We would know exactly what to get somebody. We'd find something pretty cool. You'd buy it way before. You'd have it kind of in the hopper, and it worked out. I think ever since we had a kid, it's just been...
Wait, you have more important things.
Pumped. I think that's it. And I'm like focused on... like every time I'm out shopping, I get distracted. Even after we're already done... I see how kids get spoiled on Christmas now. Even after we've already gotten his stuff, which I got stuff for him months ago.
Right.
Even after that, I'm still, every time I'm in the store, like, oh, you know, you'd really like this. Like that's all that's on my brain, not so much
that's
other
good.
People. But no, it's hard good to now him. Find... gifts for other people. When it comes to like the unique gift, we've ruined our, well, not ruined, but we've already used our best gift. That's the Squatty Potty.
Yes.
For gift giving. I mean, everyone has it. It's been a white elephant gift before. It's been gifts for every single one of our family members before. So we've already exhausted the best gift you can give. And so now we have to look elsewhere, and I just don't know what exactly that is. A gift card. Do you like a gift card?
I love a gift card. People say, well, what about, you know, Christmas Day? You have, I'm not five. I'm not going to be playing with my Christmas gift after I open it. You know what I mean? It's not the Sega Genesis that I'm going to plug into the TV and ignore everybody for the rest of the day. So I'm fine with a gift card because then I know what I'm going to get. I know I'm going to like what I'm going to get. And the person who gave me the gift card knows that the gift I'm going to buy myself is a gift that I wanted. So I am a fan of getting gift cards. I don't, you know, I think once you're over the age of 15, maybe even younger, what about the day of and opening the gift? Who cares? I got a lot of things to do on Christmas Day. I'm not going to be plugging it into the TV. It's not a Sega Genesis. All right. It's not the new Megazord from Power Rangers. I don't care about that. Like I said, it guarantees whoever's giving me the gift card that I'm going to get exactly what I want.
See, I always disagreed with people who said, like, oh, gift card, you know, there's no real thought behind it. I think there is. You have to know generally what the person likes, where they like to shop. And I like the gift card even over cash, Joe.
Yes.
You know why? Because if I get cash, I mean, you're never going to complain about it. But if I get cash, I'm not going to spend it. You know what I mean? It's just going to go right into whatever bank or savings account or something like that.
Yes.
The gift card, the fun thing about why a gift card is fun at Christmas, I think, is you're now forced to buy something somewhere. Right? Like, if you give me cash, it's like, oh, buy yourself like something fun or buy yourself some new books or something like that. I'd be like, okay, yeah, but I'll probably just put it in my pocket and use it for groceries or gas or,
right,
you know, something that you actually need. But if you get a gift card to someplace, you're forced to. You can't use the gift card unless it's to the grocery store on groceries, or you can't put the gift card in your bank account. You have to go out there and get something cool with it.
Yeah, I mean, I do like to shop at Visa or MasterCard. No, but that's true. And I mean, I will say, when I've been given cash on Christmas, you're right, Brian, now as an adult, that'll go towards, you know, bills, that'll go towards something else. It won't really go towards a gift. You get me a gift to a clothing store or, you know, a place where I can get something that I would like, the bill store. I'm going to go and get a gift. That's not turning into cash and ending up in my bank account.
When I think about gifts and what people think of as gifts, we already talked about this on the show like a few weeks ago, Joe. I picture a lot of junk. Like, there's a lot of people on our text board right now who are like throwing out some things. Like, someone said, oh, all right, you can go here. They have cool gifts for kids. Anytime I hear the phrase cool gifts, I think junk. But is there anything that people, and you know what I'm talking about, it's at the table in the middle of the store.
It's in the seasonal section.
They're not quite knickknacks. They're things that might be useful, but, you know, really, like, any type of massager might fall under this, even though, you know, I wouldn't mind a massager a lot of times, but, like, that's the kind of gift that I'm thinking of here.
A steering wheel cover?
Sure.
You see that?
I mean, that's a little bit more on, like, the side of things you'll never, ever use. But, like, gifts like that, I feel like that's a waste most of the time.
Yeah, I remember a few holidays ago when I still worked in retail, we got a margarita maker.
Oh, yeah, little appliances, yes.
And that flew off the shelves, Brian, flew off the shelves. I would love to know if the people who got that as a gift, if it turned out to be the great gift they thought, or if it's still in a box in somebody's basement.
Little appliances, like and things that you think, like, oh, margarita maker, we'll make margaritas.
For me,
that would be like a popcorn machine.
Yes.
Like, I love popcorn. I would make, but you give me a popcorn machine, like, where am I going to put it? Am I really going to use it? What am I actually going to do with this? It's going to be in a box somewhere at the end of the day. Wine or coffee accessories?
Okay, I was going to say wine or coffee. Sign me up. Accessories.
You know what I mean? Like, the all automatic wine bottle opener,
which is awful. I like the old school.
The coffee cup that stirs itself or something like that. You know what I'm talking about? All the accessories around that. I feel like I could never give that as a gift and feel really like behind it. I did a good job here.
Yeah, I'd rather the mug wrapped up with coffee in it. That's fine. You know what I mean? Okay, another mug. We could all use another mug. And okay. Coffee that I'm going to drink. A bottle of wine sounds great. But the coffee drinker or wine drinker in your life, Brian, they probably have the necessary accessories to consume that beverage. Anything else is just going to either end up as in a decoration on their wine cart. Or again, my favorite thing as a kid was a lot of things would end up in the basement at my parents' house. And I feel something like that will end up in a drawer in the kitchen on a wine cart or in the basement untouched.
We have a rack in the basement. That's like, but it's like made for that kind of stuff, right? That's just appliances, little things you don't really use all the time that are just there.
Yeah.
And it's I think it happens for everything. Somebody on our text board saying that their mother-in-law buys their kids so much junk for Christmas, half of what we get goes right into the donation bin. That's the thing. We've been able to avoid that with our kid.
Good.
Pretty much. I mean, like, they're only things that I would ever ask for or for him. Because you get that all the time. You'll hear this next year. what do you want? What does he want? Most of the time, the answer is probably nothing. You know what I mean? Like, that's probably nothing. If you didn't get him anything, he won't know any better, and there will be less junk out there.
Yes.
Like, probably nothing. And experience. Take him somewhere. Like, that's a great gift. I wonder how many people are giving that, like an experience gift.
Yeah, Splash
Lagoon.
Tickets
to a game. Splash Lagoon. You go out there.
That's a gift idea for me. Someone wants to give
me. Some sort of show or something like that. Yeah. Those are really good gifts, for sure.
And they don't junk up the basement.
Yeah. It's you don't have to hold on to it. If it's tickets, you might want to. Well, it's tickets. It's now all on your phone. You're not allowed to print anything
That's
anymore.
True, yeah.
But you can hold on to that. Use it, and it's a fun gift that doesn't take up room. And that's something that has to be thoughtful, too.
Now that you said that, now that someone texted that in, I can just imagine a lot of stuff people get kids because at certain ages, they grow out of stuff very quickly, right? They grow out of phases mm-hmm. very quickly until a certain age. You know, like, I don't know. You liked this thing 6 months ago, but maybe not by Christmas time.
Is Bill's stuff the safe option in Western New York this year?
For 90% of people, yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Like anything.
Bills have always been a safe option if you're buying Joe Beam or something.
Anything red, white, and blue.
Yeah.
Anything with the Bills logo on it. I feel like that's a safe bet that you're going to get a positive reaction.
The Zubaz print. Anything that has that Zubaz print
yeah.
on it.
Yeah. Could be anything that has that. A doormat.
Yeah. I was at Wegmans yesterday, and here they have the big display in the front of the store.
Mm-hmm.
It was so picked over. I mean, it's obviously very popular.
Everyone's getting that.
Yeah.
That is the, and they got some stuff that you might need. Is that like the hallmark of not really thinking about the gift so much? Or is that just, you see something on the shelf and like maybe it is extra thoughtful because, so-and-so will like this.
Yes.
Or does it read like you're already out there shopping? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to make an extra trip for this person. Eric, you're getting the Bills, whatever the heck is on the shelf.
It depends the person, right? I mean, my entire life, I've always gotten something Bills as part of a gift, right? I've always, and my dad's always gotten something Bills as part of a gift or something Virginia Tech as part of a gift. So I think it depends on the person. But now, I think, like you said, if it's the 23rd, if it's a week from today, in your last minute, the safe thing is I'll throw this Bills hoodie under the tree. They'll at least like this.
You think after yesterday, a lot of people are getting Bills playoff tickets for Christmas?
I think so. Let me tell you, yes.
It's your only Christmas gift?
A lot of people in that queue yesterday, before the show was even signed off, you already had thousands of people in the waiting room waiting to go on at 10 o'clock.
For games that you don't know if they're going to happen.
Exactly.
You don't know when they're going to happen. Time, date, anything like that. If it will even happen and people are paying a lot of money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That dynamic pricing put those tickets right up.
And on the secondary market, wild. I mean, just wild the prices, that, especially when you compare it to last year.
Maybe that's how people are funding their Christmas presents, is they bought playoff tickets and now they're on the second market.
It's not a bad idea either.
No, not at all.
I mean, if someone's going to pay for it, I mean, there you go. Now, the thing you have to watch out for, though, is if the game doesn't happen. You bought like a ticket to the AFC Championship game.
Yep.
and you're like, all right, now I'm going to turn this around, sell it. You sold it. Well, Christmas is paid for. I just made $600. Yeah. If the game never happens,
yeah,
it doesn't happen in Buffalo.
That's what you thought when you sold the Browns tickets.
Yeah, you're like, oh man, never count the money before you have it in your hand and cold hard cash, right?
Let me tell you, the Omaha Steaks. Someone just texted in Omaha Steaks. That is a great gift. I've gotten Omaha Steaks a few times in my life as a gift, and those are perfect. That's not a hacky gift or a gift. Those are very good. It makes a very nice dinner at home. People love that and the appetizers you can get along with them.
I like the gift card to a restaurant idea.
Yeah.
I mean, that is...
The staycation pack as well. That's also
That's something nice, too. I like the restaurant. It's like, all right, there's a specific restaurant. We know you like to go there. Maybe it's a restaurant that's a treat for you to go. You don't go there that often. But you really enjoy it. We like giving and getting these gifts too.
Yeah.
And like that is an awesome gift to give and get. When you see that, you open it up like, wow, this is going to be great. I want to go here. Like I can't wait to make plans and head off.
That's right. A Cracker Barrel gift card. Sign me up. I love Cracker Barrel.
That's what you go to? That is not what was in my head.
That is a treat for me. It's right down the street. Don't have to drive too far. And Brian, the good thing about a Cracker Barrel gift card is not only can you buy dinner with it, you can get yourself a few things in the store as well.
We'll leave that too. Well, now I know what to get you. No, your Christmas gift is not going to be here, maybe by February. I was optimistic yesterday.
Less... possibly by the end of the year.
Yeah. I want to walk back that statement.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... my optimism was ill-advised.
How many people are getting a Beasley jersey because someone went to the store right as he was signed before they could switch the signs around?
Before they switched the sale rack? I do love that. Like, if you bought one of those on sale and now it's still...
Yeah.
In style again. What a great deal you have. I had a story like this, Joe, when I was in college in the Rochester area. Well, I went to Brockport, and there was a mall in the Rochester about like half an hour away. And we were hanging out in the college radio station. And this guy walks in when the Sabres had their blue Buffalo script jerseys.
Oh, I liked those.
The 40th anniversary jerseys. When they switched from the slug to the old logo, but it was still the navy blue and everything like that. He came walking in with a new Sabres jersey. I was like, oh, let me get a look at that jersey. The first time I saw one in person, it was brand new at the time. I said, man, this looks really good on you. He said, yeah, down at the mall at the store, I got Sabres jersey. It was only $15. They accidentally marked down all the Sabres jerseys. They meant to do just the ones that they didn't wear anymore.
Right, the slugs.
They marked down all of them. So I immediately went marching. I'm like, let's go. I grabbed someone who was at the radio station with me, said, let's go. We saw someone coming down the hall. I said, come on, we're going. Didn't even say for what. They go, okay. We go marching down, see somebody else. All right, that makes four. We're going. Let's hop in the car, buddy. Okay, 30 minutes later, we're there. Just in time before like it gets totally blown out in the open.
They still didn't realize this. We're talking about 45 minutes later.
They haven't realized the mistake or... it wasn't the store's mistake. It was whoever was in charge upper, you know, not in Buffalo at making all the pricing.
Yeah.
It would have had to go through that all over again. The people around the mall hadn't found out yet. So we went in there and I got, you know, brand new Sabres, like Thomas Vanek. You were getting the Ryan Millers. I mean, those are like 100, 150.
Yeah.
$15.
I had that jersey. I had a Thomas Vanek version of the jersey you're talking about.
Everyone in the car got jerseys. That was a great Christmas. That was a Christmas gift to everyone who was in the car. Christmas gifts for everyone else.
That mall gave you a nice gift.
$15. And like the guy working, you know, he knew exactly what was going on. He couldn't do anything about it. And he's just like, man. You guys, who tipped you off? I said, someone who was here an hour ago. We came rushing right by. Best trip ever.
That is awesome. That is something you rarely will find again. Like, that will probably never happen again for you. That's a once-in-a-lifetime screw-up by a store.
But I feel like that kind of stuff happens all... And it wasn't like a...
Did they put the wrong sticker on it
or anything. No, they're still in business. But that wasn't like a put the wrong sticker on or, you know, anything like that.
The UPC was...
Yeah, that was a true...
Yeah.
They made this product this price, and you got it.
Yeah.
Like, that's awesome.
That is. That's
especially
great.
When you have no money. You're broke.
You're a college student and you're walking around in a brand new Sabres jersey.
For Christmas. It was great. Well, I'm excited tomorrow.
Oh, can't wait.
Joe, I'm excited to just sit around in the snow.
Yes.
Eat some food.
Yes.
And hang out.
I'm so excited for tomorrow. Cannot wait. I'm glad it, because at the beginning of the season, we looked at this and said, that will probably be a Saturday night game.
Yeah.
And I'm glad it's all coming together.
It is. And the snow, too.
And before we go, I just have to say, a three-week hardline holiday hiatus starts on Sunday. So enjoy your weekend. Go shopping. When we come back, what's the first? Hold on. Let me do the math here. When we come back on January 8th, Brian, it'll be a packed hardline to make up for the 3 weeks off.
All right. There you go. Have a good weekend. B-Maz and Beamer on WBEN.